Good morning, guys.
Hey, can you explain, Tom, how four offensive, and man, I mean offensive series to open the game, that produced just 33 yards, that ends in punt, punt, fumble, punt, and two sacks, gets turned around in a heartbeat to produce 34 unanswered points? What switch was flipped? What adjustment was made? How'd you turn it around so quickly?
Well, our execution early on obviously wasn't very sharp. We just weren't on the same page collectively as a group, so I thought once we kind of settled into the game and got to some got to the stuff that we really did, that we felt really good about, we did a much better job of executing, and obviously that produces points. So early on it was just tough. It's they threw a bunch of different things at us, and we're just really we were just kind of out of sorts. So, but I thought we responded well there in the second half, and it's good to. I always say it's hard to win in the NFL, and to win 34-3 was pretty good for us coming off really an emotional win against the Jets and then a tough loss at home 2 weeks ago. So now it's on to the Eagles.
You smiled broadly last week when asked about going against Rack's defense. You said, "Yeah, it's kind of like our defense. I've seen it all the time." Did it look the same, or were there any variations and wrinkles last night?
There were plenty of wrinkles. I thought they did a pretty good job of, really disguising some things, and I thought they did a good job of really mixing a bunch of different calls and fronts and pressures and so forth, and they hit us on a few of them. Mm-hmm. So, anytime they do that, it just, as an offense, it does, it keeps you a little off balance, and we really couldn't play as aggressively as we wanted. So I thought we were just a bit more reactive there in the first quarter and a half, and then we put together a good drive, score a touchdown, and we got down there on the 1 yard line and didn't get it in before halftime. But we came out in the second half and played a lot better.
Do you know right away, Tom, that they're going to take Wes Welker away, that they're going to have two guys on him and you're going to have to go elsewhere, or is that a play to play thing? Is that, I mean, start of the game, can you say, oh, here's how it's going to go, they're going to have two guys on him and I'm going to have to find someone else? Or do you have to check that every time you come to the line and try to figure out what they're doing?
Yeah, you got to figure out, because they don't do it every snap.
They don't.
But they do it enough to get you to think that they're going to do it every snap, and then so then there's times where you say, okay, well, Wes is out of it, let's move on to the next where he knows that's the play that he's open. So it's my job to sort through those things and really get the ball to the open guy and get the ball to the guy who's has the best matchup versus the best leverage with the best route called. And I thought I could have done a better job of that last night.
There was one replay where they showed both Gronkowski and Welker doubled. Have you seen that often? And obviously that leaves only seven guys to cover everybody else. Has have you come to the line or drop back and seen that often this season?
No, I mean, in different ways they do those sorts of things, not necessarily in the way that the Chiefs were planning on doing it, but like I said, that's part of my job is to sort that out and then get the ball to the matchup where you have guys that are one-on-one. So, I didn't do a very good job of that at times last night.
All right, that takes us to our uncomfortable hypothetical situation. Tom, if you see two receivers, both covered but both open, and one is Gronk and the other one is anybody else, does human nature make you go maybe more leaning toward Gronk because of his body size and his ability to shield a defender away from the ball?
Yeah, he does. He's got great body size, and because of his long arms, he can really, they call it really a catch radius. Mm. That he can extend and catch the ball in a lot of different areas. So he's been very productive for us this year, and we're going to need to continue to find ways to get him the ball. But obviously, when he does get the ball, there's a lot of emphasis on him from the defensive standpoint. So, that really has to get me to throw the ball to other guys like Chad, who, was open last night. Deion was open. Aaron was open. The running backs were open at times. And, it's just about getting those guys the ball so not all the coverage goes to Wes and Gronk.
Hey, you used to tell us all the time that Randy Moss was one of the smartest guys you ever played for. Where would you rank Rob Gronkowski?
He's up there. I mean, he's got great football intellect. He's the thing with him is if he makes a mistake, you can pretty much count on that mistake will never happen again. And with all players, you know, especially young players, and I just remember this thinking back when I was a young player, you're going to make mistakes because you haven't seen everything. You know, just your lack of experience is something that, you know, it's not your fault. It's just you haven't seen everything. And Rob, you know, as since his first rookie mini camp, he's just continued to get better and continue to make improvements. So he's very smart out there. He's very tough. He's very hard in his physical skill. I mean, you saw what he does run after catch. It's phenomenal. He's got great speed and he's got, you know, he's really able. He's a flexible guy. He can really bend, and that's how he's not very stiff, you know, for a guy of his size. So that's why he's able to break all those tackles.
Did you see the instant replay of his head hitting the ground and how talking about not being stiff and being flexible? Have you seen the footage yet?
I did multiple times. I saw it on the game film and rewind it, and that was a hell of a hit that he took. But you know, he bounces up and runs back was on the sideline at that point. But sometimes it's back to the huddle and he's ready for the next play, so he's as tough as they come.
On that play, it was play action. Gronk was in the backfield. It was about a 1 yard pass and an 18 yard run. Have we seen that play before? Have you run that this year?
No,
no, first time.
Yeah, first time.
And, worked.
Yeah, it's good, you know, and I think it's things that we have to, you know, when you go into the 11th week of the year, you're still trying to find ways to show them things they haven't seen, just like they showed us things that we haven't seen. You know, we have them off balance in some areas too, so. You know, early on, they take their shots, they get us, and then we take our shots, and hopefully we get them. And then you sort it out after 60 minutes, and you see what the score says. So, you know, even though I don't think we played a very good first quarter, you know, I thought we really rebounded well and took advantage of really some great defensive plays by our own defense to allow us to take control of the game.
Yeah, I know you're reacting to the defense, Tom, and you're taking what they give you. But four catches for your outside receivers, is that okay with you because you won the game, or is that a problem?
Well, we only had 15 receptions, so it wasn't like there was, you know, 27. We weren't 27 of 40.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
We were 15 of 27. So, you know, it's not that they're not open. I'll tell you that. I mean, there's definitely times where I got to get them the ball, and they're running good routes, and you know, it's against tough coverage, and sometimes it's double coverage, and you know, they're doing a good job getting them. Sometimes they're open, and that just the ball goes to the tight ends or the running back because, you know, I end up seeing them in my vision, you know, before I see the receivers.
And that includes 85. He was open, and you just didn't find him.
Yeah, there were definitely times last night where he could have gotten the ball.
Did he point that out to you in the huddle on the sideline? Did he say, hey, man, I was open? What does he not do that?
Yeah, he'll tell me. I mean, I always ask receivers, how'd you do on that? And he'll say, I got him, or, you know, I was wide open, or it was a touchdown if you'd have thrown it.
I thought they always were wide open, every play.
Yeah, they can be, and most of the time they'll tell you that. But, you know, then I watched the film the next day, and
they're lying.
Yeah, you know, there's, you know, I was triple team there, and, you know, and then you look at him, and there was one guy on him. So, you know, sometimes it's in the heat of the moment, the emotion of the game, you know, they see things differently than I see them, but... You know, I thought the receivers that, you know, we got a damn good group of receivers that works their tail off every day in practice, and it shows up in the game for the most part. You know, last night, like I said, I wish I'd have done a better job getting those guys the ball.
Tom, you mentioned the improved defense, 16 points allowed to the Jets, 3 last night to Kansas City, 3 more interceptions. Is that, generally speaking, a result of added pressure up front from the likes of Carter and Anderson and others?
It looks like they're getting a lot of pressure on the quarterback,
right?
just from our sideline. They, you know, again, just from our sideline, you know, against the Jets, that was, you know, to watch them sack the other quarterback as often as they did was pretty cool. And then last night they were getting a ton of pressure. So I hope that's really a theme for us. Those guys seem like they're really getting into the groove. And you know, as the season goes on, it's nice to see, you know, that pass rush that we have, which, you know, I see them every day in practice, and I see them the way they rush us. So they, you know, they can get to the quarterback, and that's huge when they can do that. It really forces the quarterback to make quick decisions and get the ball out of his hands. And sometimes you throw it early and you're not able to make, you know, the throw that you want or the read that you want. And when those result in interceptions for our defense, those are game changers.
You got knocked down, sacked a couple times, hurried, rushed, and hit. Are you moving a little slow this morning?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm tell you, I feel great. I mean, I feel as good as I've ever felt going into the, you know, Thanksgiving time. And I feel really good and excited about, you know, where we're at. And hopefully we can keep building on these wins. We got a, you know, huge game this weekend against a very good opponent. You know, Coach Belichick said last night, this is the best team that we've played all year. So that says a lot. I think they're talented at every position. So we got to go out there and see what we can do against a very good football team.
Were you a little undecided on whether to slide or not to slide? It was kind of halfway in between, but not really a slide.
You know, I thought I wanted to get in the end zone, and Deion was kind of starting to block the guy, and then, you know, he didn't want to clip the guy, mm-hmm. so he kind of pulled off, and it just kind of surprised me. I'm not the fastest twitch guy in the world, so, you know, once I kind of make a decision as I'm nearing a guy, I'm past the point of no return. So I wish I'd have been able to get the ball in the end zone. That would have been a big score for us, but, you know, I didn't. If I had to do it all over again, I'd have maybe taken a little cut and then dove, but that's hindsight is 20/20 always.
Hey, will you look at all the Philadelphia games? Obviously, they're a big disappointment. They're 4-6, but they did knock off the Giants, who beat you. Is it better? Are you better served to look at them at their best or at their worst when you get ready to play them?
Well, you watch every game for game planning purposes, but you expect their best. I mean, this is when the good teams really rise. This is when you rise up. There's no, and as the season goes, the games get bigger and bigger and bigger because there's more on the line. So there's less margin for error. The better teams you play, there's less margin for error. When you play on the road, there's less margin for error. You know, they went on the road and beat the Giants. They beat the Cowboys by like 4 touchdowns. So obviously they've had some tough losses this year. Most have been in the fourth quarter, but you know, they have very good skill players, on defense and secondary. They can rush the quarterback. You know, it's a very good football team. Obviously, they're very well coached. So we have our work cut out for us. We, you know, anytime you go on the road, it makes it that much more challenging. So on a short week, you know, against a very talented team, it's going to be all we can handle.
Hey, when Belichick decides to put Julian Edelman on defense the way he did with Troy Brown a few years ago, are other offensive players, are they jealous, or are they like, good, I don't want to do that? I mean, I know you're not a candidate, but I'm assuming other wideouts and backs are saying, you know, why not me? I'd love to try it.
Yeah. Well, it's I think the great part about our team and the kind of guy that's on our team and the character and quality of person and player on our team is that whatever Coach Belichick asks you to do, that's what you do. So there's 53 guys on the roster, and there's no designated offensive players or designated defensive players or special teams guys. It's whatever you can do to help the team. So when we are very thin at secondary because some injuries, like Patrick Chung didn't play, Devin didn't play, you know, we've lost some guys to injured reserve, then, you know, look, they look on the roster and they say, what guys have really good skill sets that can contribute on the other side of the ball? And Julian is one of those guys who, you know, he's always willing to do it. And I think he enjoys that opportunity. He's, you know, because he doesn't play as much on offense because he's, you know, Wes is in there most of the time. It's when he gets his chance, he goes out there and he does everything he can to help the team. And whether it's a punt return for a touchdown like he did last night, go on defense, make a tackle on LT like he did last week, yeah. And then some tackles last night. It's pretty cool to see. And he won't be the last person to play to switch sides of the ball. And you know, but he's doing a damn good job of that for us.
When's the last time you played defense? Did you play defense in high school?
Yeah, my freshman year in high school, I was an inside linebacker, but I that didn't work out well.
In a 3-4, or were you middle linebacker?
In a 3-4, yeah.
So you were
yeah.
inside backer, and it didn't. Were you quarterback at the same time, playing both ways?
I was a backup quarterback.
The backup. So you were like Matt Castle in college, where you were just willing, you just had to get on the field.
We were 0-8 too my freshman year, and I was the backup quarterback, which tells you how shitty I was because I couldn't even get on the field.
We were
0-8.
What was the starting quarterback's name?
Kevin Christofi.
And does Kevin still lord it over you at reunions that he was a starter?
He's like Tim Rattay. He's like teaching yoga to goats in the mountains or whatever.
I know, and you know what happened is the only reason why I played my second year is because he was like, screw this, I'm not playing football. We suck. I'm going to go play basketball. So that gave me the chance.
So you got it by default.
Yeah. There was no other choice. I guess Brady has to play now.
Hey, back to the Edelman thing. Is part of the criteria when Bill identifies the guys who he might play on defense, guys who are willing to stick their nose in there, because as a punt returner and in every other incarnation of Edelman, we've seen him stick his nose anywhere he needs to put it.
Yeah, of course. And I think that, you know, where they put Julian, for example, inside in the slot is basically the opposite position that he's played.
Mm-hmm.
He has familiarity with the matchups on the other side of the ball. I mean, it's not like they're putting Julian at defensive tackle. I mean, he's going to play a very natural position. And most of the guys, you know, when you're the best athlete on your high school team and most of the time your college team, you know, you'll have a lot of experience playing on the other side of the ball.
Right.
I mean, so in high school, it's not like Julian just played receiver. He played defensive back. So there's some crossover there. So, yeah, that was Troy Brown. In college, I'll tell you this, when I played with Charles Woodson, he was a cornerback for us and obviously a Heisman Trophy winner, a great one at that, but he was probably our best receiver too. But he didn't really play receiver because, you know, in college you don't do that quite as much, but when we needed a play, we put Charles in as receiver and he made a play. So that's just the kind of athlete that he was and that Julian is, and I'm sure if you asked Wes to go over there and do that, he'd do that too. But you know, he's so valuable and he plays so much on offense that it doesn't make as much sense.
Hey, Tom, everybody in the world has an opinion on Tim Tebow, his viability, his sustainability as an NFL quarterback. Does Tom Brady have an opinion on that?
Well, I mean, I love watching young quarterbacks play and take advantage of the opportunities. So, I mean, I always root for the guys that don't have everything handed to them. We'll see him down the road here. I'm sure that, that's 4 or 5 weeks away. I mean, honestly, I haven't even seen them play much. The only thing I was thinking about last week was the Chiefs, and the only thing I'll be thinking about this week is the Eagles. And when we play the Broncos, I'm sure I'll see a little bit more of them.
Quarterback question of the week. Hey, Tom, is that pregame ammonia sniff as painful as it appears, and what is the advantage?
Yeah, it's a just something we've done for probably 4 years now. Dante Stallworth used to do it, and he used to crack them open and give them to Wes and me, and it just kind of wakes you up. It clears your sinuses and kind of wakes you up and gets you ready to go. It's now habit at this point. So
it doesn't look pleasant.
No, it's not pleasant.
Yeah.
Believe me, especially when you get a big whiff of it, it's pretty rough.
Well, what else do you have? Do you have coffee, like strong coffee or Red Bull, or what else do you do to get the juices flowing?
Yeah, I don't drink. I've never had coffee. And I don't like Red Bull, so I don't do much. I have a little healthy energy pack that I take, but for the most part, I just have a little protein powder that I take before the game, and it sustains you for your energy level, but
and then
no coffee or anything like that.
Then you're laying in bed at 5 in the morning, and the sun's coming up. You're saying, damn, why did I take that?
I know. Well, that's how you feel. Yeah, at 2:30 in the morning last night, I'm still not that I can ever sleep after any game, but especially the night games.
All right, Tom, congratulations on the win. Good luck against Philadelphia. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.